About astronomy and the greatness of God. That'll be moved in a moment. All right. I'm going to show a five-minute video. I'm going to give a quick presentation, and I'm going to show you a five-minute video, and then I will end, and then Clyde will come up and make all the ladies cry, like Barry Manilow says. Science is the study of the objects of creation and what happens to them. That simple. And when we talk about astronomy, it simply means star law. It's the laws of the stars, how they operate. Now, the universe contains a bunch of galaxies. And they're described in one verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And when you see the sheer size of the universe, it will blow your mind. Some of you probably already know this, but it's worth repeating because I'm going to contrast it with something in a minute. The universe contains a bunch of galaxies. What's a galaxy? It's a star system that contains billions of stars. Who knows what galaxy we live in? All right. Gene Douglas.
Milky Way.
Milky Way. That's a great candy bar. Now, the Milky Way is part of a local cluster of about 40 galaxies. Okay? Now, this is all estimates. Hubble telescopes are finding more stuff all the time. Our local cluster contains about 40 galaxies. Ours is the Milky Way. The Milky Way, check this out. The Milky Way is 100,000 light years in diameter and contains 4 billion stars. 4 billion in our galaxy, the Milky Way. And there are 40 in our local group. Where are you going? We're going to go over to the Andromeda Galaxy. How far is that? Oh, it's about 200,000 light years. We're going to have lunch and fly back. Which tells you that Star Wars is impossible. You can't get that far. Now, each galaxy is defined by shape. There are barred shapes. Some of them look like this. They're kind of weird, almost like Darth Vader's ship. You know, it's very strange. We live in what's called a spiral galaxy. It kind of looks like this, you know, with these arms that spread out. Almost looks like a pinwheel spinning. And in the Milky Way galaxy, our little solar system is like a little dot on one of its outer arms. This video is going to give you the view of that. Now, current estimates are there are 120 billion galaxies. That means there are 120 billion Milky Ways that are about 100,000 light years in diameter with over 4 billion stars. Let's do the math. 120 billion galaxies times 100,000 light years comes up to this number that looks like this. I have no idea what that is.
That's how much money Obama can spend in 1 week.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's
all right. That's now, my calculator couldn't calculate the zeros. I think it's 1.2 to 10 to the 16th power. So I have no idea what that is. All right, that blows my mind. Now, based on these facts, think about how large the universe is. It's staggering. And it operates with absolute precision and order. These guys, these scientists, when they're amazed at the orderliness of this universe. And every once in a while, God says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to screw these guys up. I'm going to take one moon and make it out go the opposite way. It's weird. So every once in a while, he defies his own laws. Just, you know, mess with people. I think God messes with people for fun. And now think about this. We can't even count the amount of stars, but Isaiah 40:26 says God only not only counted them, but he's got a name for every one. He's got a name for every star. Okay? So he upholds the entire universe in every detail. And yet, at the same time, he says, the hairs of your head are numbered. Now, this video was produced by God knows who, but whoever did it, I'm thankful. There's a great soundtrack to it, but we couldn't get the music. Can we dim a light? All right, here we go. I might stop this. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Now watch the circle, because it's going to tell you where our Earth is going to be in relation to as they back off in the universe. That's our solar system now. All right, we just left Clyde's house. Oh, you live in Italy. Now, it took Apollo 13 a week to get to there. Our solar system coming in. Now that's just our solar system disappearing into one of the arms of the Milky Way galaxy. That dust is the nebula, the space dust. The Milky Way. You see how small our part is in that? That's 100,000 light years just for that. And all those other dots are all the other galaxies. Those are galaxies. And each one of those white dots are galaxies containing 4 billion stars or so. Now remember, galaxies, not stars. This is when Darren's driving. Back to our galaxy. Now we're going back to Earth. Now check this out. Solar system. Clyde's backyard, Clyde's garden. Now to an atom. And the details of an atom. Want to flip the lights on? I'm glad I didn't have to answer that. Now, imagine the size of that universe. And yet God says the very hairs of your head are numbered. Is there anything too big or too small for God? to guide the galaxies with the word of his power, to take care of the tiniest atoms. All of this is a demonstration of his power. But you know what's amazing about that? Never once in the vastness of this universe does God ever say it was the exceeding greatness of his power. Only when it comes to the redemption of mankind, Ephesians chapter 1, that you might know what is the exceeding greatness or the transcendent greatness of his power toward us who are believers. God says it took more power to do what he's done with us than manage that whole monstrosity. Can you imagine that? Look at Ephesians 1. Read that. The transcendent greatness of his power to usward who believe. Never says it about creation. The very hairs of our head are numbered. The God who created that universe is concerned about every little detail of our lives. Even when you comb your hair. Every time you comb your hair, there's a new count. That means that nothing is unimportant to God. The God who created you and comprehends the entire universe has you in mind. And then what was amazing about that is that went back in the size of this, you know, it took Apollo 13, the astronaut, we saw it first to go from the Earth to the Moon. And then when you put that in perspective to our little place on the one arm of the Milky Way, you say, we'll never make a trip across the Milky Way galaxy. We'll never get to the Mars, for crying out loud, unless it's an unmanned ship, which we'll never make a trip as humans there. It's amazing. Just our solar system is beyond our comprehension. But our solar system is a little speck in the one galaxy of 120 billion. It's an amazing thing. God is more concerned about us than the universe. The exceeding, the transcendent greatness of his power to usward who believe. No wonder Paul said, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. But when we, where we're standing today, can contemplate the fullness of the work of Christ and what God is going to do for us, we would say that God is more interested in dealing with us than the entire creation. And I think he throws that out there for us and allowed us to see this, allowed us to invent Hubble telescopes, just so a group of believers can say, holy crap. What was amazing about that video is it took you all the way out to the universe and then all the way back to DNA. Genesis 1, we read that God created the stars. And then the next day, he created seeds. And he made no distinction between the two. That's our God. Now, how does that translate to life? You ever have a hard time paying bills? Well, when I see that, I say, God, why is it so hard to pay bills? What's the problem here? Well, there is no problem. It's just our attitude needs adjusting. So, anyways, I'm going to hand it over to Clyde now. I'm done.